SBS Radio.
Ang suburb ng Redfern sa Sydney ay naging lugar ng maraming makasaysayang sandali para sa mga katutubong Australiano at ngayon ay nagdiriwang silang muli sa isa pang kaganapan. Ang lokal na estasyon ng sunog ay binubuo ng unang pulos katutubong kagawad at gumagawa na sila ng marka sa komunidad. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat ni Gareth Borham at Claudia Farhart. Tumanggap ng katanyagan ng mga bumberong Lance T, Blake Mans at Steve Dingle sa mga lansangan ng Redfern. Para sa 38 taong ginoong Dingle, ang pagtanggap mula sa mga kabataan ay nagpainit sa kanyang puso.
The way the kids do look at you when you're driving around in the truck and when you're there, it's so great. You get waves and, you know, and all sorts of things and smiles. And so yeah, it's just being a role model, I think, is a massive thing in fire and rescue.
Ang tatlo ay bumubuo ng unang pulos katutubong bombero mula sa New South Wales at para kay Lance Lee, ito ay malaki ang kahulugan. Nagmamalaki ang 34 na taon upang manguna para sa kanyang mga kasamang katutubong Australiano.
As the first ever Indigenous crew at Fire and Rescue, you know, it's another barrier that we've broken, another boundary that we've moved forward, that we've broken down that stigma with just this platoon, that, you know, a full Indigenous crew can go out and help in the community and work together and, you know, break down any barriers that we have with fire and rescue, what there may have been. And we could do that with other ethnic groups as well.
Humihikayat ang tatlo na mga miyembro mula sa Indigenous Fire and Rescue Employment Strategy Program, isang inisyatibong idinisenyo upang palakihin ang bilang ng mga katutubong bombero. Ang grupo ay binuo nitong taon at nagdala sa unang pulos katutubong grupo ng bombero sa New South Wales. Si Blake Mans ang pinakabata sa kanila na may edad na 28 taon. Sinabi niya na ito ay isang napakagandang trabaho pero may mga hamon din sa pisikal at emosyonal na kondisyon.
And some of the things you see is not, you know, ideal. Try not to think about it too much. I've got good advice off one of my SOs. You look, but you don't look. You sort of block it out. It is challenging. Some of the jobs, you know, MVAs are pretty horrific. And then when you see a family after their house is burnt down, it's pretty sad.
Para kay Lance T, ang pagkakaroon ng kinatawan mula sa katutubong Australiano sa serbisyo sa sunog ay isang positibong bagay sa isang suburb na may mahalagang bahagi sa kasaysayan ng mga katutubo.
It's very important to have an all-Indigenous platoon exactly to work with the demographic that we have here in Redfern. It's a predominantly Indigenous community. It helps us work with any young people or any family members that want to walk down and have a chat and ask us about fire and rescue or what they can do to help.
Umaasa naman si Steve Dingle na maaari nilang hikayatin ang isang bagong henerasyon ng kabataang katutubo sa isang karerang hindi sana maaaring maging posible.
Yeah, definitely. I think a representation of, you know, like Aboriginal men, especially in jobs like this, is just great for kids to see. And I know growing up, you know, I saw my dad was a great role model for me. He just worked hard. You know, he was only a truck driver, but he worked hard. And just to see the way he worked, you know, and then you didn't see many Aboriginal people in, you know, in jobs, you know, like this. So especially firefighting, I think, and even, you know, as far as the police and stuff like that, I think it's great to see.
Hindi lamang paglaban sa sunog, kundi pagtuturo din ang trabaho ng tatlo. Sa ibabaw ng kanilang regular na katungkulan, sinabi ni Lance T na ang mga lalaki ay gumagawa ng edukasyon tungkol sa paglaban sa sunog bilang prioridad para sa mga katutubong Australiano.
You have kids that come and go, oh, we don't have a working smoke alarm. So, you know, first thing Pat will do is, all right, where do you live? What do we need to do? And I think the best part of the job for me is I don't look at it as a job. Not many people can say they wake up and love going to work, and I can say that every time that I come on shift. I've got, you know, one of the best crews that, you know, we've got around with our SO and the other two fireys.
Ang pagmamahal sa trabaho ay nagdadala sa komunidad upang maging lubusang ligtas.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino. Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.